Now, here's the host of Your Turn.
My name's Renee Giacchino, and I hope you enjoyed those previous interviews that we conducted at CPAC. I've got one more to play for you right now, and that is an interview that I did with Senator Jim DeMint. And we spoke quite a bit about his term in the U.S. Senate, as well as a new book that he has out called Why We Whisper. The interview is about 8 minutes long. I hope you'll stay tuned for all of it. The interview with Senator Jim DeMint. Joining me on the line immediately after the interview is the founder of a group called the Iraq Veterans for Congress. His name is Kieran Lawler, and he is going to tune in for the interview as well and provide some comment on it. And we'll get to that, explain a little bit more why I've asked him to join us to talk a little bit about that and some of the other issues on his plate after this interview right now with Senator Jim DeMint. You're listening to Your Turn on WEBY 1330 AM Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. My name's Renee Giacchino. I'm corporate counsel for the Center for Individual Freedom. To learn more about my organization, please visit our website at www.cfif.org. We are still here at the CPAC conference in Washington, D.C., and it is my extreme pleasure to welcome to the program Senator Jim DeMint. He is joining us this afternoon right before he heads upstairs to give a speech here at the conference. Thank you so much for joining us.
Renee, it's an honor to be with you.
Senator, tell us a little bit about South Carolina and what's going on there. Boy, you guys have had an exciting ride this primary season.
A lot of exciting political primaries, Republican and Democrat, and so it's we love being center stage and helping to pick the next presidential candidate. It didn't come out exactly like I wanted it to in the on the Republican side, but it was still a pretty exciting time to have people from all over the country there.
Now, were you upstairs just now for the big announcement?
Yes, I was, and I'm a big Mitt Romney fan, and I think America missed an opportunity today, but hopefully Mitt's young enough, he'll be back. I think he's going to be a spokesperson for the conservative movement. And he's just got such a strong, just a strong message of values and strong economy and strong military. It was a great speech. Obviously, I'm disappointed, but hopefully the Republicans will still prevail.
Speaking of a strong voice for the Conservative Party, you have been ranked as the Senate's most conservative member, and I'm sure you wear that very proudly.
Well, the Senate needs a lot of work on the Republican and the Democrat side, and I've had to do a lot of things just to shake people up and get their attention on earmarks and things like immigration, getting a secure border. But I think we've turned the corner. We're starting to be heard mostly because of folks like you on the radio and blogs, getting people engaged and hopefully shaking some sense into the Senate.
We're starting to be heard. Then help me understand. You have a brand new book out. It's called Why We Whisper. If we're whispering, how are we going to be heard, Senator?
Well, I think a lot of people listen to you because you say things that they know are true that they might not be comfortable saying out in business or schools. And what the book is trying to do, and the whole title is Why We Whisper, Restoring Our Right to Say It's Wrong. I've found very often when I speak out against something I think is wrong, morally wrong, wrong for our country, wrong because it costs thousands or millions or billions of taxpayer dollars, people come up to me and they encourage me, but they usually whisper. They lean real close and say, stick to it, don't back down, you're right. And this book is just about what the government's done over the last 40 years to begin to push a secular perspective that implicitly says traditional views are wrong. And we make the point that once the government says something is legal, it makes it right. And by default, it makes the traditional views wrong. And since the 60s, the government has come in and said that you have to separate God and country, values and culture, that abortion is right, that unwed births are right, that pornography is a constitutional right, that gambling is something the government's going to promote. If you look at what the government is encouraging, it is hurting our culture. And we try not to take a religious perspective or even a moral perspective, but look at the cost to our country and what it's doing to us. So just unwed births alone cost government $150 billion a year. And it's destroying our culture. So what we want to encourage people to do is not whisper, that we have power through our voices and our votes. We also have a website, Renee, that's whywewhisper.com. And hundreds of people have been coming to the website the book's just been out about a week, but giving us their story of how maybe they've spoken out and they've gotten intimidated, or some valedictorian had their message edited by the principal, and they're giving us those stories and we're posting them so people can see. But we also have stories when people speak out and stand up and make a difference. We had a story like that a few months ago here in Washington, where an Eagle Scout asked to have God in a certificate for a flag that he had ordered for his grandfather, that he just wanted to honor his grandfather for his service to God, country, and family. And they took God out. But he spoke up. He was mad. He got his congressman. He got me and some others. And we made a lot of noise, and they fixed that certificate because he did not whisper.
And I think it's sometimes it's just that we need to shake the conscience of a lot of folks who are just sitting back, not necessarily even realizing the erosion that has happened to our moral and our social values.
Well, we've just been convinced that every value we have violates a separation of church and state, because every good value can be connected to religion. So our opinions are no longer welcome in the public debate, in schools, in universities, or even in business. And we can't accept that, because that is not true, it's not the Constitution, and we have every right of free speech to speak out and say that's wrong, and we shouldn't do it, and our public policy should not encourage things that are destructive. So that's what this book is about, and I'd encourage folks to read it, go to our website, give us their story. Our blog on that website just keeps up with current events. We're talking about speaking out against the Berkeley City Council on the blog right now. And just, it's our right, as well as it is theirs, to speak out freely. And if we don't, as you said, our culture will continue to decline. But there's a lot of power in saying something's wrong. There's a lot of power in standing up and saying, this is what's right. And Americans, if they do that with their voices and their votes, I think we can turn our culture around.
Well, we're hopeful that this will be just the start to rally folks to maybe stop the whisper. We don't necessarily need to whisper. One of the big issues on the campaign trail right now is the economy. And your book, Why We Whisper, has chapters devoted specifically to the economic toll that has happened and that has taken to a lot of families, how it's befallen a lot of folks in an unstable family. Can you share a little bit from Chapter 9 what you're talking about there?
Well, one of the biggest reasons our government is expanding in size and expense is because of the decline of our culture. You know, I mentioned $150 billion for unwed births, but the money we spend on sexually transmitted diseases and dealing with the poverty caused by broken homes, you wonder why the government encourages people to live together rather than get married, or encourages safe sex in schools, or encourages pornography and gambling. So there is an economic cost, and that's the best probably argument for us as traditional folks. We bring our arguments to the square not because it's religious, but because it works. And so you can't really separate values from economics. Our whole economic system is based on character, integrity, and honesty. And once you start taking values away, free enterprise doesn't work anymore. So everything is connected, and that's a big part of what I think this conference is about. You can't just be an economic conservative and forget the social values, because once you do, the economy goes bust.
I think a lot of folks don't appreciate, and your book does a very good job of helping us better understand how, when we give up those social values, it ultimately hurts our economy. Well, Senator DeMint, I see they're flagging you down to head over and give your speech.
Renee,
I appreciate your time very much, and we appreciate you having the honor of being the most conservative senator looking out for our interests.
Thanks, I hope you do.